Hello, darling. Are you surprised to find Lola Hyde down in your fiancé's laboratory, hard at work? Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking about what needs to be done, and what should be done, about me, and you, and Angela. As I'm sure you've surmised by now, I have won the long-term battle with Angela Jekyll for dominance over this body. Who knows if we'll ever see Angela again? It's been 2 days, and we're going into a third night. And I'm not even tired. I can finally maintain myself this way while I let you sleep. I never need to sleep. I wonder now that if Angela is really gone, will that ever change? Will I ever need to sleep again? Probably not. I feel your eyes on me. Your touch and attention recharges me, energizes me, making me the powerful goddess that I am. With you around, I'm invincible. Ironically, because of you, poor little Angela Jekyll never stood a chance. I understand if that saddens you. I am not completely devoid of empathy. At least, not for you. You are rather important to me. That's why I wanted to have this little chat. I didn't like the idea that you might blame me for Angela's permanent absence. I wanted to give you another option. A choice. The concoction in this beaker is my attempt at an anti-serum. Whatever was causing Dr. Jekyll so much distraction and inability to focus, making her unable to create her serum, doesn't appear to be affecting me. I also wield her scientific genius, even if I don't go around advertising it like some PhD whore. I was able to whip this shit up in less than a day. And knowing my infallibility, I have little doubt that it's 100% effective. But there's the rub. This anti-serum might be too effective. In an attempt to bring back your Angela Jekyll, I could eradicate myself completely. I do not wish to do that. I simply would like you to be able to see Angela again, which would allow me to have a bit of rest from myself. Being a full-time goddess has its drawbacks. I'm always on. Constantly. I'm restless. I'm bored. I'm fucking tired of watching you sleep. I'm sorry to put it that bluntly, but it's true. You might be a great guy and all, but you're still just a man. A regular, mortal man. I have evolved so much that I'm starting to annoy myself. Why should I tell you any of this? I just wanted to let you know where I stood. And I am interested in your opinion. Should I drink this and give myself a break, allowing Angela to return either temporarily or possibly permanently? Would you be able to bear it, losing me forever? Would you miss me? And the heights that I've taken you to? And the depths? It's been fun, my love, but now I want your honest answer. I drink this, and Angela might get her perfect wedding day after all. You get your little wife who is completely devoted. Your socially acceptable, if rather painfully awkward, childhood pal. Meanwhile, your beautiful mistress Lola, maybe she comes back, maybe she doesn't. It would be worth the risk, losing your demanding mistress, if you can get your doting sweetheart back. your soulmate. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Here it is. Do you want me to drink it? Drain the whole damn thing to make sure I wash away all the impure wickedness from blessed little Angela Jekyll. Is that what you want? Are you ready to say goodbye to me forever? Is it time for Lola Hyde to die? Because I can't go on like this. With you secretly wanting her back. You falling asleep while I'm here, leaving me alone. I'm going mad from sheer boredom. I need to get out. I need to see the world. Otherwise, I'll... Hey, give me that back. Wait, what are you... You destroyed it. You destroyed it. You want... me. Oh, darling, you chose me. You chose your Lola. Oh, oh, my love. This makes me so very happy. Oh, you had me worried there for a moment. Honestly, I figured that you'd come to your senses, but I had to be sure. The goddess's mind just never stops, and... Well, I started worrying that perhaps you... might need to work this out for yourself. And you did. You did perfectly. You have me. Why would you ever need anyone else? I know. You're getting it now. It was just a little test. I'm sure I could make some sort of anti-serum if I put my mind to it, but gods and goddesses are not generally suicidal. You were fooled, though, weren't you? I mean, the way you snatched it out of my hand and threw it to the floor, like it was a real danger to me. That was marvelous. It totally turned me on. That you would be so protective of me, and that I could fool you that easily. That's a definite turn-on. But most of all, given the choice, you chose your Lola. I want you so bad right now. Let's get out of this dreary laboratory and go play upstairs. I'm going to show you how much I appreciate your choice. Now about my general boredom living among you mortals. I do get a bit stir-crazy when you have to do your non-superhuman stuff like sleep and eat and whatever. I just need some distractions to break up the monotony. You've got to understand that I'm an ultra-powerful dynamo going to waste here. I need to share this incredible godliness that is me with the rest of the world. I mean, your bedroom is of course my favorite place, one where I can tease and torture you most effectively. But Lola Hyde cannot be a kept woman, even for the man for whom she was created. Hey, what have you got there? Let me see that. A cruise? A cruise ship? Tickets? This is for our honeymoon. Oh, darling. This looks wonderful. Let's see. First, you've booked us in a string of hotels in Paris, and Milan, and Rome. And then we have the Empress Suite for a 2-week cruise of the Mediterranean aboard the Aphrodite. Oh, a glorious start, my love. Well done. Angela Jekyll, God rest her soul. She has done so very well in choosing for me the perfect man. But then, if you didn't have the wealth and life of leisure that you do, why would she have bothered with you? I know I certainly wouldn't have stayed here a second longer. But now we have the opportunity to make you a celebrity adventurer. What a team we'll make. We'll travel the world, visiting all of these fabulous cities, and you can show me off as the world's most beautiful and powerful woman. A perfect goddess who lives among mere mortals. I can prove myself again and again to adoring crowds. And you would be the lucky man on the arm of Lola Hyde. You know, I love all my new clothes, darling. But before we leave on our conquering the world tour, you're going to have to at least double my wardrobe. There's no doubt I will quickly become an international celebrity, and my fashion will have to reflect that. Of course, we can properly expand by purchasing more at every stop along the way, setting up meetings with fashion consultants in Paris, Milan, etc., establishing relationships with the best designers. I'm sure I'll impress them enough that they will all be begging to make clothes just for me. Just for me. Well, I think that about covers everything for now. Once you can find some way to not have to sleep more than an hour or two a night, then we shall be the perfect couple. Otherwise, perhaps we can find another fine specimen of man during our worldly travels, maybe two or three, so that you can all rotate in shifts whenever I wear one of you out, and give you a chance to catch up on your beauty sleep. Don't look at me that way. I was only joking. I doubt that any other man could give me the feeling of power that you do. And without that, all other men are disposable. And that's why I call you my lucky man. Now, it's time for some more appreciation. Are you ready to worship your goddess of love? I have claimed this body from that smart but flawed young woman who loved you. And now that she's gone and I have made this body perfect, I'm ready to feel your desire for me once again. Now, behold me and worship me. I feel your eyes empowering me. You long to touch me. Oh, darling, I understand, so I give myself to you. Have your way with me, mortal man. And then, after you've had your fun, you will do as I instruct you. I will guide your worship, allowing you to service me for optimal performance. But first, you may have some playtime. Do what you will. Oh, throwing me on the bed. I like it. Play rough with me, baby. Oh, I haven't seen you with this much energy in a while. That nap did you some good. You're acting really feisty. Mounting and taking me like a man staking his claim. Yes. What's with that look you're giving me? Are you upset about something? Are you mad at me, darling? Oh, you're gripping me so forcefully. I'm impressed. Are you going to punish me for being so wicked? Are you going to try to dominate me? Is this about Angela? Because you've never been so rough before. You've never been this angry with me. Oh, make me pay, baby. Make me pay for taking away your beloved Angela. Fuck me as hard as you can. Fuck me into submission. Maybe if you fuck me hard enough, I'll change back. Oh, baby, give me all you've got. Give it to me. Don't hold back. Never hold anything back. That's it. That's it. Give it to me, baby. I want it. I want it all. You fucking love this, don't you? I can take it. I can take whatever you give me. And you love me for it. You need me. You've got to have me. You've got me, baby. I'm yours. I belong to you. And your heart, throbbing cock, harder, faster. Yes. Oh, you're making me come. Even when you're this pissed off, so fucking furious, it's still your passion I feel. Your hot, seething passion. Oh, god damn it. I can't get enough of your passion. Don't ever stop pounding me. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you did it, babe. You did it. Now, are we good? Did you work it out for yourself? Good boy. I understand. There was some anger and grief over Angela in there. And I'm okay with that. Because, baby, I'm Lola Hyde. Now and forever, my sweetest darling. And you belong to me. Oh, my love. I can't wait to see the world with you. Yes, you shall be in the best position to witness my triumph. Won't it be simply glorious when the world finally gets to meet Lola Hyde?